Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Media News for Friday, December 1. Coming up, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says young people can play a role in ending corporate punishment, traffic violators to be detained at Up Park Camp, and government endorses National Day of Purr. The news in detail after the break.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2018 competitions in speech, drama, dance, music and traditional folk forms, Jamaica gospel song and children's gospel song, festival song, world reggae dance championship, creative writing, culinary arts and the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen competition. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms and more details. Enter now!
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging Jamaican youngsters to play their part in ending the use of corporate punishment as a means of discipline. Mr. Holness says corporate punishment reflects an over-reliance on violence to address social issues and is not consistent with modern progressive social values.
When I grow up and I have children, I am not going to employ violence as a means of control. Only you can change that, because violence as a means of control is what has been used upon us through the era of the plantation and colonialism. And if we truly say we are independent people, then we must break from that means of control.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at a mini town hall meeting for youth at the Jamaica College Auditorium on Wednesday. Enforcement measures are to be heightened for motorists with outstanding warrants at the end of the second traffic ticket amnesty on January 13, 2018. Plans are underway for collaboration between the Ministry of Justice and the Jamaica Defence Force to temporarily house traffic violators at Up Park Camp. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says to date there are approximately 100,000 outstanding warrants for road traffic violations.
Those who have tickets, deal with them now. And once the amnesty is finished, those warrants must be executed. When those warrants are executed, you will be locked up until you can be brought before the courts.
Mr. Chuck was speaking at the opening of two courtrooms designated to deal with traffic offenses at the Sabina Park complex in Kingston on Thursday. At the end of the amnesty, persons who challenge their traffic tickets and are found guilty will face the full force of the law. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has signaled the government's support for a national day of prayer, fasting and repentance to be observed this Saturday, December 2. This following a meeting with the Jamaica Umbrella Group of Churches and a request for the government's support of the initiative.
I am endorsing this call for a national day of prayer, fasting and repentance. And I know that it will have an impact. The government supports it, and we encourage all Jamaicans to come out and pray. Pray in your homes, pray in your churches, pray at your workplace, pray in the public square, pray.
This event will be held under the theme Jamaica Repent and Turn in Halfway Tree Square at 7 p.m. Prime Minister Holness says he is confident activity will have a positive impact as the government continues to deal with crime and violence. And the National Education Inspectorate, NEI, will now be able to more quickly gather data thanks to the donation of electronic equipment by the Union of Jamaica Alumni Associations. The NEI received 6 tablet computers, keyboards, memory upgrade, and security software. Chief Inspector of the NEI, Maureen Dwyer, in welcoming the donation, pointed out that her staff will no longer need to travel with heavy equipment.
What this will do is that it will be more efficient. What we're going to do is to preload some of the forms that they use in the field. They can use them in a smaller space. Even while they're standing, they can be entering data on the fly. And so this is definitely going to make their work easier. In those places that are difficult to access, for example, they'll have less load to carry with them. They're less obvious, and so people won't target them to steal them.
Mrs. Dyer was speaking at the handover ceremony at the NEI office in New Kingston Thursday. The National Education Inspectorate was established to address issues relating to performance and accountability in the education system. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.